Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's Carlotta Rebello takes us to the neighbourhood of Silver Lake in Los Angeles to share the story of an unassuming city icon, a rotating sign outside a foot clinic. Intrigued? Let's listen in.
There are many things that define the city of Los Angeles. Palm trees, the Hollywood sign, film studios scattered around, and the winding hills that surround the city. One thing that I discovered upon moving there was that for residents of the East Side, that is around the Silver Lake and Echo Park areas, there's another item to be added to that list. The humble Happy Foot / Sad Foot sign. At first glance, it might seem odd that the billboard of a podiatrist has become the unsung hero of a neighborhood. But there's more to the story than this. Sitting in the intersection between Sunset Boulevard and Benton Way, this blue sign advertises a foot clinic in an unassuming strip mall, one of the many that you can find in this car-centric city. With a navy blue background, two cartoons grace the sign. On one side, a happy and healthy foot. And on the other, a bandaged up, sad foot holding on for dear life to a pair of crutches. Every day and night, the sign slowly rotates on its axis. And here, it's where the mystique surrounding its existence begins to make sense. You see, this is one of the busiest intersections in the city, and as scores drive by on their way to work, important meetings, a date, or to simply hang out with friends, the sign has kind of become a sort of fortune teller for residents. If, when you drive by, you see the happy foot, that could be taken as a sign that you'll have a good day, or be successful at a particular event, or a goal that you have coming up. Or maybe that you should say yes to something. On the other hand, if you stumble upon the sad foot, well, then it's bad news for you from this urban tarot card reader. Perhaps you won't go to that gym class after all, or won't make that phone call. Or worse, you have to brace for what's not going to be a good day at all. Of course, as with any superstition, this is not an accurate fortune-telling instrument. There's something quite mystical about this humble sign being embraced and cherished by Angelenos while having such an impact on their state of mind and decision-making capabilities. But this is not just an urban tale. The Happy Foot, Sad Foot sign has been immortalized in popular culture too. It is featured in Jonathan Lethem's novel You Don't Love Me Yet and on David Foster Wallace's The Pale King. In music, the Eels have a track titled Sad Foot Sign.
The happy side is broken now. It's gonna be an awful day.
And the musician Beck has spoken about it in an interview, too. Despite its cult following, last year residents woke up to worrying news. The foot clinic was moving premises, and the sign was going to be taken down and destroyed. A pop-up store was launched to help save and restore the Happy Foot, Sad Foot blue sign. Here, you could buy pins, t-shirts, hats, and more featuring the iconic illustrations of the 2 feet. In September, when it got taken down, the team behind the store, YK Trading Post, decided to take the sign to their store in East Hollywood while the clinic decides what to do with it. It's not the same as driving by it every day, but if it's any consolation, it means that the sign still belongs to Angelenos and hopefully will be back to its rotating position in an unassuming intersection soon. For now, I'll take solace in the fact that whenever I need a bit of luck, I can wear my white Halfo Salfo t-shirt and hope for the best.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Carlotta Rebello for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, And thank you for listening, City Lovers.